Parshas Pekudei. I mean, Vayakil. What am I saying? Only one parsha this week. This week is only one parsha because this week is a leap year. Okay, we're in a leap year, so therefore we only have one parsha. Parsha Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakil. We do a V. Vayasu, there's not too many rashis. Wow, look at this. There's very, very little here. All right, so we're going to skip around. We're going to skip around wherever we can find a Rashi. We'll learn a Rashi. Otherwise, we'll just go weiter. Okay, so up to over here, Pasuk Ches. No, there's nothing over here, Pasuk Ches. So we're going to skip to the end. Okay, there's mamish. There's no Rashis. Let's start. We're going to start this week from Pasuk as Perik Lamed Ches. Okay, I believe we're going to start Perik Lamed Ches. Mr. Glatter. Perik Lamed Ches Shvi. Okay, we're going to basically do Shvi, and then we'll see what we'll do afterwards. But let's first finish this up. Shvi Vayas Es Mizbeach Ha'Elo Asay Shitim. Okay, the Mizbeach Ha'Elo. I'll read the Pesukim. Perik Lamed Ches. Over here, and it also has nothing on the side. Come on, nothing on the side. Let's see. Let me just go back. One. No, I'll jump around over here with this. No. For now, we'll go backwards. Right now, let's learn the end of the parash, then we'll come back. If we have time, we'll learn some other things. Right now, let's start from Perik Lamed Ches. Perik Lamed Ches. Perik Lamed Ches is Shvi. We want to welcome a Mordechai Mizrahi. Shalom Aleichem. Okay, we have Mr. Mezglader, we have Reb Lazer. Vayas, everyone can hear me? You can hear me, Reb Lazer, you can hear me? Okay, good. Vayas es mizbach ha'ila atse. Okay, good. Vayas es la mizbach ha'ila atse shitim. Oh, Mary Appledorf just came. Look at that. Mary Appledorf, our Kabbalist came here. Vayas es mizbach ha'ila atse shitim. They made the mizbach ha'ila atse. May we learn Shvi. They made the mizbach ha'ila atse shitim. Chamesh amos orkoi v'chamesh amos rochboi. It was a square ravua. Okay, so the mizbech is in the perfect. The mizbech is a square. It's 5 amos wide, 5 amos the width and the length, and the height is 3. Now, by the way, this is an old machlokes. This goes back. This goes back to the beginning. This goes back to the beginning of parshas. Of where was this? This was in parshas teruma, and there's a machlokes when it says that the height was 3. Does that mean from top to bottom? Or does that mean just the upper portion, which means the mizbech was really ten? It was really 10, and there was a height of 5, and that was on top of a 1. It was a base. The base of the mizbech was 1 amma. Then there was the body of the mizbech that was 5 ammas. And then when it says in the pasuk it was 3 amos, that means the top, the portion of the mizbech that is above the base. That is amma. It's 1, it's 6, 7, 8, 9. And then there were corners, and each corner was the height of 1. So that means the mizbech was really 10 amos tall. And the mizbech has many parts. There is the foundation, which is 1. Then there's the main body of the mizbech, which is 5. So 5 plus 1 is 6. Then there is the upper portion of the mizbech, which is 3. So that's 6, 7, 8, 9. And then the corners, which is 1, for a grand total of 10. That is one opinion. The other opinion says no. The mizbech was a grand total of 3. Okay. And then there was the corners on top. I'm going to give a quick look over here in the pictures. In the pictures, where's my picture book? Here's my picture book. Shout out over here. Okay, make sure I'm saying it correctly. Okay, learning about the Mizbeach, we should learn the Mizbeach correctly. Okay, so here it shows the Mizbeach. And let me just see the right picture. Okay, here's the Mizbeach. Okay, excellent. We have a really magnificent picture over here. It's a magnificent picture over here. If you have the art scroll, so everyone here is pretty much on, everyone over here is on the phone. All right, but in the art scroll, they show over here, They show it to be. Let's see. Let me get a better. Let me figure this out over here. Okay, it says here the Mizbeach was one amma, was the base, and then it shows, I guess, another 5 amas, then 3 amas. Right, exactly the way I showed it to you, exactly the way I mentioned it to you. They only show this version. They don't show the other version. Isn't that interesting? In the art scroll, regular Chumash, they only show one version of the Mizbeach. Okay, even the Rashi, I think, tells us that there were two versions of the Mizbeach, two different opinions. Over here, it's showing us in this picture, over here, the version of the Mizbeach that is the Mizbeach was really. Okay, the Mizbeach was really. Okay, the Mizbeach was really. The Mizbeach was really 10 amos tall. And when it says here in the Pasuk that the Mizbeach was 3 amos tall, that means the upper portion of the Mizbeach. So let's read again. Vayas es Mizbeach ha'ila atzei shitim chamesh amos arkoi v'chamesh amos rech. Well, the width and the length and the width was 5. It was ravua. It was a perfect square. The shalosh amos koimasoi, that only refers to the upper portion. It's leaving out the other parts. Is there any Rashi on this? No, there's no Rashi on this. Rashi first begins in pasuk zayin, fine. Pasuk beis vayas karnosav, they made corners al arba pinois on the four corners. Kronos on the four corners. Mimenu hayu karnosav, the corners were made from the same material. Part of the main structure of the Mizbeach, Vayitzaf Oisad Nechoshes, and the Mizbeach was covered with copper. So the Mizbeach was made from Atzei Shitim, and it was covered with copper. Vayas is called Klei Mizbeach. Okay, now over here, I have a really, really good picture. Okay, unfortunately, you can't see the picture because most of you are on the telephone, but I'll show up a laser. The gladders can see. You see over here the pictures of the Kalim. See over here the Kalim. Okay, you see over here on the bottom, there's a shovel, and there's a mizloig. Okay, it's like a hook. And then there is another type of thing with both of them. Then there is a pan, like what? And then there is I can't read it backwards. Okay, because I see backwards. So these are the Kalim that we're going to learn about right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 kalim. Now let's read the pasuk inside. Vayas es kol klei mizbeach es asirois. So the sirois is this. Okay, the sirois is basically a big bowl. It's a round bowl. It's like a container. It's a container. That's the sirois. And then is the es hayoim. Okay, the yoim is like a pan. It looks like a frying pan. Then it says, "Yes, on Mizrukos." The Mizrukos is like a triangular basin. Okay, and the reason why it was like that was that you have to hold it. If you don't hold it, it's going to fall. That would force the Kohanim to hold it. They collected the blood, and that's where they collected the blood, I think. And then what else? It says, "Yes, on Mizrukos." The Mizrukos, as that was what we just said, the Mizrukos, yes, Mizlogos. The Mizlogos were those like a craw, like a type of tool they used to break something open. Okay, and then is yes, Hamachtois, and the Machtois are the shovels. All of these 5 utensils called Kalev, also Nechoshes, all of these were made from copper. Next pasuk, pasuk dalit, pasuk dal vayas la mizbech michbar. You made from mizbech a michbar. Maase reshes nechosh. The michbar is on this picture. They show the michbar to be like a design. It looks like a net made out of copper that was put along the walls of mizbech as a design in michbar. Maase reshes nechosh. It's a net. Tachas karkubo. What's the karkubo? The karkubo was another design. There were two different designs that were attached to the mizbeach. There was the lower design and the upper design. The lower design was called the michbor, and the upper design was called the karkoif. And they just were like connected. They were glued on to the mizbeach, and they touched each other. Where the top came to an end is where the bottom one began. Tachas karkubo milamata ad chetzio. The karkubo. How do you read this? Vayaslam is vech mechbor. Maser reshes nochesh. Tachas karkubo. Underneath the karkubo. Milamata ad chetzio until the middle of the mizbeach. So that means that this picture is really phenomenal. You have this picture. Unfortunately, everyone can see the picture. It really shows it to you exactly. So you see over here that from the bottom of the mizbeach until you get to the bottom of the reshes, until you get to the bottom of the reshes. Was exactly 5 amas. Okay, so there's no designs until you get 5 amas up. The base of the mizbech was 1, and then it went up basically 8 amas. That's really when it went up. It went up 8 amas straight. When we learned before that there were 3 amas, the 3 amas includes the middle. Smack in the middle is exactly where the karkoiv began. And the karkoiv went up 1 amma. Right, the last amma, right, go down 1 amma. Below that is where the michbar was put. So the center of the mizbech, the critical center of the mizbech is 10 amos. Exactly 5 amos in the middle of the mizbech is the center. 1 amma above that is the karkoiv. And 1 amma below that is the michbar. And that was the center, and where the rings. The rings were smack in the center. So half the ring is above, which is right next to the karkov, and the other half is right below, which is right adjacent to the michbar. And that's the center of the mizbeach. And then on top of that, the center begins the 3 amos, which take you to the very, very top of the mizbeach. Because you had 5... I made a mistake. The center of the mizbeach is 5 amos. Above that, above the center, there are 2 amos of designs. The lower portion is the michbor, and then comes the karkoiv. So both the michbor and the karkoiv are above the center of the mizbeach. Both of them are above the center of the mizbeach. Okay, so we have the foundation is 1, and then there's going to be 4 amos, and that takes us to the center of the mizbeach, and then we begin 2 amos, and those 2 amos include the 2 different designs, the michbar and the karkoiv. But when we talk about the 3 amos. The 3 amos includes within it the karkoiv. Okay, it's a little bit confusing. You really, really need to see the picture in very great detail. But that's the basic parts in the mizbeach. Fine, that's what we got over here. Next. Vayitzoik. Vayitzoik. So I'm going to read the pasuk one more time. Vayas la mizbeach michbar. Yimek l'nech a michbar. Ma'aseh reshes nechoshes. The michbar is made from the reshes nechoshes. Tachas karkuva milamata ad chetzioi. And where is this michbar? This michbar is right below the karkoiv. And it goes down until it hits the center of the mizbeach. All right. Pasuk hey. Vayitzok you shall craft. Or you shall pour, like, you know, I guess the word yitzhak means, like, I mean, you, I guess you affix. Something like that. Arba tabois, 4 corners. Biarba haketzaves, the 4 sides. Le nichbar hanechoshes, along the nichbar. So it's stuck into the nichbar. That's what they show in the picture. Kelim Mikvar, Batim Labadim, these shall be homes, a bayis for the Badim. The Badim, the poles, have to be inserted into these rings. So a ring is a bayis. A bayis is something which is a container in which it supports it. Okay, next. And then what does it say? Vayas es abadim atzei shitim vayitzaf oisam lechosh, to make badim poles, and the badim are covered with also with copper. Pasuk zayin vayaveyas abadim ataboyis, you shall bring the badim in, you shall enter, they shall enter into the taboyis, the rings, al tzalis hamizbeach, along the sides of the mizbeach, lo sei 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 bohem. And now comes what we have to learn over here, pasuk nivuv luchos asa oisam. The badim shall be nivuv. What does that mean? So over here we finally have a Rashi. Rashi says Nevuv means Nevuv hu cholul halo. V'chein v'ov yoy arba etzba ois Nevuv. Another pasuk, Nevuv luchos haluchos shal atse shitim l'chol ruach v'hachalal sheb'emsa. The boards of atse shitim along all sides and the halal, the empty space, b'emsa. Nevuv luchos. Okay, so the word Nevuv Luchos is going on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, basically, what the Pasuk over here is telling us, is nothing more than an empty shell. Inside this empty shell, there's a board. These are, again, it's made from Atzei Shittim. And the Atzei Shittim create a box, which is basically from the ground up, is 9 Amos. The corners, each corner is 1 Amos tall, for a grand total of 10 Amos. And these boards of Atzei Shittim create a hollow inside. And what do in that hollow inside? You fill it up with earth. You fill it up with earth, and that earth goes inside these hollow boards. So it's boards, and inside it's hollow. This is the only utensil in the Mishkan that was basically, it was hollow. And when you would arrive on the scene where you would erect it, you would fill it up with earth. Okay, that's what it says over in this pasuk. Differently, make the yas as abad ma'atavos as vayves abad ma'atavos al salis hamizbeach, along the sides of mizbeach. Laseis isoy bohem nevuv luchos asoy, so you made the mizbeach out of boards that are hollow. Luchos means boards. Nevuv means hollow. Asoy soy. Rashi, Nevuv Luchos, Nevuv Hu Cholol, Halo. V'chein, a pasuk he quotes in Yirmiyahu, says the same thing over there, means Halo. Nevuv Luchos, Haluchos, Shal Atzei Shittim, L'chol Ruach, V'Hachalal, Shabu Emsa. The Mizbech was a Halo cavity. Okay? Now, what is it over here in Targum? Targum says not Targum over here, we don't have anything, there's nothing that we're going to discuss. Now we go to the next pasuk. Now we go to a very famous pasuk. This pasuk talks about mirrors. Mirrors, pasuk ches vayas, eis hakiyor nechoshes. They made the kiyor of nechoshes. The kiyor means the wash basin made of copper. Veis kana nechoshes. It had a base. Bimarois hatsoy veois asher tzove upesach ohel moed. With mirrors of hatsoy veois. The word tzoy veois means mirrors, which means a tzova. Of a large group, asher tzavu pesach ohel moed. What does that mean? Rashi here says, "B'marois hatzoyvois, binos Yisrael hoyu biyodon maris, sheroois bohen kishehein miskashtois." Okay, the young ladies of the Jewish people had these mirrors. They would look at a vanity, what today we call a vanity. Havel havolim hakol havel. Okay, they will look in the mirrors to see what they look like when they made preparations. Shagois Bochem Kishen Miskashtois Viaf Oisan Lo Ikvu Milhovi Lindvas and Mishkan. They did not withhold to bring for the Mishkan. Vahoya Moyos Moshe Bochem. Moshe detested these mirrors. The Nesha Suyin Lietzer Hora. Omar Loi Hakodosh Baruchu. Kabel, accept them. These are more precious to me than everything else. Sha'al yideihem, through them, hemidu hanoshim tzevaois rabois b'mitzrayim. Okay, it was through these mirrors, the noshim, they were makashet themselves they aroused their husbands, and they had a Yetzahara, and they had children. And Rashi tells us, when their husbands were very tired from crushing labor, the women would bring them food and drink and feed them. They would take the mirrors, and each woman would look at herself, a selfie. Okay, this was mamish, the first selfie in history. No one knew what a selfie was until our generation. And they would say, and she would tease their husband, saying, "Ani noyem emucha, I am more beautiful than you." Umitoich kach, mivyois lebalehem lidei taiva. They would bring them lidei taiva, viniz kokois lohen, and they would be with each other. Umis abrois, they would become pregnant. The yoldois shem, they would give birth right there. Shenemar, tachas hatapuch oyarticha, underneath the apple tree, did I arouse you? The mirrors that were responsible for the multitudes of the Jewish people, and the purpose of the key was to make peace between man and his wife. If a man would be jealous of his wife because his wife was doing something not proper, he would bring her to the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, and she would give her to drink. They would take the parish of Soita and they would erase it in the waters, in water. Where did they get water to erase the parish of Soita? They got it from the kiyar, this kiyar made from these mirrors. And I'll prove you their mirrors. It says elsewhere they took all of the copper, and from the copper they made all of the kalim, and it does not say elsewhere that the copper that was donated was used to make the kiyar and the base.
Do you have a guy who works here?
And they did not. The rivers, the mirrors of the women, v'utargum shel maros, and that is a targum of the word maros. Fine, v'chein motzasi b'yishaya, v'agil yoinim v'targuminon umech zo yos means mirrors. Asher tzavu lehavi nidvas, and they all gather to bring it. All right, so it's a very long Rashi over here. So we're going to review out. So what is Rashi over here saying over here? Is that over here the pasuk says, v'yas eis akir nechoshes, v'eis kana nechoshes. They made the kiyor and the base. B'marois Hatzoivois, with the mirrors of Hatzoivois, and Rashi learns Soivois means with the women that were responsible for the multitudes of the Jewish people. Asher Tzavu, the women gathered, they all came together to bring the donation. Pesach Ohel Moed. Now let's see the Targum. The Targum says over here, Pesach Ches V'avad Yos Ki Yoyro Din Chosho. He made the kiyar of copper. The yos b'sisei on the base din chosha. B'mich ziyos nishaya, the mirrors of the women. The osyon who came litzala'a. Oh, so he says a different translation over here, which we're going to see in a second. Bisra mashkan, in the gate of the mishkan. Zimna of the ohel moed. Okay, now let's look over here what it says in the commentator. A long parish of the commentator.
Look at the two corners.
Two sides. Over here in the commentator it says as follows. Kedemiris. B'marois hanoshim abos l'spalel b'pesach ohel moed. Okay, so over here, right away, over here, we have over here a machlokes. See, we really, really accomplished something over here. We have here a machlokes Rashi and Unkelis. What does it mean the word asher tzavu? According to Unkelis, it means the women came to daven. The women came to daven the Pesach of the Ohel Moed. That's what it says. It says over here. I never knew this. The Osin Litzalo'o. Litzalo means to pray. Rashi did not say that. Rashi says, when it says here, B'noiz Yisrael, Ho Yubidim Maharus, and then Rashi further on, he says, Asher Tzove'u. Let's go back. B'noiz Yisrael, look at the beginning of the Rashi. The B'noiz Yisrael, Ho Yubiyod in Maharus, Shero Yisbachem Keshen Miskashtes, V'af Oysen Lo Ikvu Milhavi, Winus of Mishkan. No, this is not the part of the Rashi we need. We'll go back to the end of the Rashi. Oh, the very end, the very Asher Tzavu, Lohavi, they gather, Asher Tzavu, the very end of the Rashi, Asher Tzavu, Lohavi, Nidvasan, it sounds like the Rashi is learning over there, it sounds like they gathered. Asher Tzavu, Lohavi, to bring Nidvasan. It sounds like they gathered there to make a donation. Targum does not say that. Targum says, Litzala, Tiskabel Tziloisahoin, Uva'usahoin, the whole base of Israel. The word Tziloisah means prayer. They gather to pray. Okay, let's see over here. B'michzios, B'maris, Hanoshim, Habos, L'spalel, L'pesach, Almoit. B'machzis, Hu Targum, Shal Maris. Shesherish, Chazei, Hu Loshon, Re'iya, Berams. Okay, so over here he's saying b'michzios. The Targum translates the word b'maros b'michzios, which is like a choize. A prophet is called a choize. He's a seer, to see. Huloshu b'maros. The Targum loshon nismach loshon kosvay. The osyon litzalo. Okay, the next words over here lehispalel. They came to pray. I'm reading you what it says here. Kosav Ramban. Shendaitim divrei unkelis and divrei ha'ibn Ezra. Shepeir shayu anoshim ha'ilu oivdois Hashem. V'sadu mitavas zeh ha'ilam. V'nosnu mar oiseihen. Nidava v'os v'chol yoyim v'yom. El Pesach omoe. L'spalel v'l'shmoye divrei ha'mitzvois. Adkan. There's some very religious women back then. I don't know if they were as religious as Mrs. Glatter. She certainly was among that group who went to daven every day by the Beis HaMikdash. And it says here, B'maris, that's what they did. They went every day. Every day the women went to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, in the Midbar, to daven. And to hear Divrei Torah. V'nira. I'm reading over here. Shekamosha Beis HaMikdash Nikra Beis Tefillah. Kamosha Bikesh Shlomo HaMelech. Keino Yigam HaMishkan. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because the Beis HaMikdash, the only place that was called the Beis Tefillah, Ki Beisi, Beis Tefillah L'chol Ho'amin. The only thing that was called the place of public prayer for anyone who wants to come to Davin was the Beis HaMikdash. Who says the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Beis Tefillah? We only find in the Torah, we find in Nach, that the Beis HaMikdash was the Beis Tefillah. Who says the Mishkan was the Beis Tefillah? Daven in the house. You're in the desert. Don't go out in the desert to go to the Mishkan. That's only for the Kohanim. No, it seems according to the Targum. The Targum will be this. Asher Tzavu Pesach Oel Moed. The women would come every day, very often, to the Mishkan to daven. It's an incredible pasuk. It doesn't say anywhere that the men came to daven by the Mishkan. Targum is saying this. That's what the pasuk Pshut Shal Mikra. Asher Tzavu Pesach Oel Moed. They came to daven. Okay, and then he goes on to say, "Ayn Rashi al Masha Kosef Ach Rochok Ye Beinechem Ubein Doi Kalpai Mama Bemida Kedei Shati Yechom Leilich L'Sval L'Fonof Alufin Arim B'Shavas." Okay, he talks about. Okay, let's look. Then the distance should be, the Mishkan should be within the Tchum. All right, whatever that means. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what he's referring to here. To Ostion Loshen Choyve Nir Shabezetig Mila Hatzayvayis Loshen Kosef. Okay, I'm reading. I'm skinning this. Not nishaya, lahashlim apesh. The Targum over here says the word nishaya means the women. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. Targum added that into the pasuk. Asher tzavu, he adds in the nishaya. Okay, he adds that into the pasuk. Doesn't say the women in the pasuk. Okay, what does that mean? The hard shini loshna hayve, who mishum sheiav shalfar shekvar bo, to oilo hukam b'zishchem. I'm not sure I understand that. Mashum zimla einu glosafar shoil moed, shakavon el oil moisha, shakor oil moed, sheunglos tigum shom mishum. He always says the same thing. All right, so he's saying over here some chidushim over here. Okay, the basic chidush he's saying over here is the time over here saying over here is ve'avad yos. Let's read the two mahalchem. In the Targum, Moshe made. They made a ki yoyra din chasha v'yaspisi se. They made a wash basin and its base, its support, its foundation, din chasha out of copper. And then it says two words. It says where b'michzios nishaya, which it seems that according to this main interpretation, it means with mirrors of women. Women had mirrors. The word b'michzios is the translation, is the Aramaic word for a mirror, because it comes from the word a chozeh. Chezayin hei, like a navi who's a chozeh. And the word nishaya means women. Now, did the men have mirrors? Men, every man, everyone looks in the mirror. They go take a shave. Take your haircut, you go look in the mirror. It doesn't say. It says women had special mirrors. The Osyon, when the women came, lit salo'o, to pray. So it sounds like the women who came to pray, they gave the mirrors. And the women who didn't come to pray didn't give the mirrors. I don't know. The women, the Osyon lit salo'o, who came to pray, Bisra at the gate of the Mashkan Zimna of the Ohel Moed, the temporary tent. Now, over here, you know, we talk about the word. Okay, the Mishkan, you know, the Ohel Moed, we always say, what does it mean the word Moed? Is the word Moed mean the tent of meeting? Or it means it was a temporary tent? Temporary tent. So this is the classic Machlokes, where I had this many, many times. There's certain things that the Rashi and Tungulis always disagree. Rashi says it means the tent of meeting, like a Zoom meeting. Whereas Ungulis says, it's not what the word Moed means. Moed means temporary. It's, you know, this tent by nature, a tent by nature is only temporary. Hashem's presence in this world is, you know, Hashem has no connection to this world. And therefore, it's whenever Hashem reveals himself, it's temporary. Now, over here, according to Targum, the women are coming to daven at the temporary tent, and they're giving up their mirrors. It goes very well, because when you come to appreciate this world is temporary, who needs a mirror? Who needs, you know, to go look, you know, to focus on yourself, focus on Hashem? This world is just a dream by night. It's a chalom yof. All right. Then he says over here in the commentator that maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe when it says the word nishaya, it means to gather. B'marois hatsoivois asher tsovu. So he says maybe what it means of yesha mila nishaya hitagum hatsoivois. B'marois, the mirrors. Ooh, means women. Is that what it means? Shamila nishaya hu targum hatsoy ve'ois.
We go 2 hours in front of him, and we say that you have to say that you were with him.
The Marois. What was the first interpretation?
It says the second, you have to go before him.
I'm more confused. The first interpretation is
the 12th hour of the night, except that people do not.
The mashka, the Marois hatsoy ve'ois. The Marois.
We should give to him a carpet
an hour
before next.
B'mich ziyos.
A person does not make.
B'mich asher tzavu'u. The Asan Litzala. So we have a problem. I didn't realize this. We have a very big problem over here. We got a big problem. Because we're missing a word. We're missing a word here. If we learn until now, the word marois means a mirror. So what's then the Aramaic translation for the word hatsoy v'ois? Rashi told us the word hatsoy v'ois means multitudes. Through these mirrors did the Jewish people multiply into a very large number. A tzva, the tzva is Hashem. That's what Rashi said. But Rashi says, "B'maris tzivos, b'nos Yisrael, hoy be'ad maris, shirois b'chem k'shem miskashleis, v'af oisin loyikvim melavim l'livus ha'mishkan, v'yumos moishah b'chem b'nei she'asum leitzahara, omar lo yakodesh baruch hu kabel, ki elu chavivin olay min hakol sh'al yideyem emidu hanoshim." The women established tzivos. The women established multitudes of rabbis b'mitzrayim. And then he goes on to give you the source. So Rashi clearly explains to us the marois means a mirror, and atzoy v'ois is what did they do with these mirrors? Through these mirrors did they bring about the reality that the Jewish people multiplied very, very much in Egypt? Targum is not really translating the word tzoy v'ois. Targum just says, Targum of the Pasuk Ches says, Ravad Yos Kiyoyra, Nechasha, Yos Bisisei, the Nechasha, Bimich Ziyos, a mirror. And then he adds a word which seemingly has no source in the Pasuk, Nishaya, the mirrors of women. And then he says, the Ostion Litzaloa, Asher Tzavu, and he translates, they came to Davin. So the word tzavu means to pray, and the asher is the osyon. The Targum skipped a whole word. He did not translate the word atzoy v'ois. How could he do that? How could I never really realize that? He completely leaves it out. So over here he wants to, suggest a tremendous chiddush, that the word nishaya is the translation of the word atzoy v'ois. Now what does that mean? Does that mean the word Nisha means women? So b'marois hatsoivos, the mirrors of the women. So he's disagreeing with Rashi, and he's saying the word tzivos does not mean a multitude. It means the word tzivos is an unusual word, which means women. Women's mirrors. Is that what he means? Or he means no. The word nishaya in Aramaic, it means something else. I don't know what it means then. It means to gather? It means, I don't know what it means. Yesh Oim, over here in the commentary, Yesh Oim, in the commentary, he explains this problem. We're not translating the word. Shamila nishaya hitargum hatsoy v'ois. So what does the word nishaya mean? Until now, the word nishaya meant women. In the beginning, he said, The Osyon Litzal. Where's the word Nishaya? Let's over here. Here, the Loshen Hoy, the veneer should be Zetig Mila Hatzvois. Oh, wait a minute. The Osyon should be Zetig Mamila Hatzvois Loshen Akasov. Mashem, two years of the world, a host of Mila Nishaya, Lahashma Parish. Okay, he seems to be saying that the word de osyon is the translation of the word tsoy v'ois. The women, the with mirrors, the havyon, which asher tsavu. I don't know. I really don't know. This is going to be a very difficult to be in this pasuk. I really don't know. It's very complicated. Okay, I don't know. All right, it's late. I'm sorry for keeping you so long. Have a good night. Thank you very much for coming. Hopefully, we'll learn something over here. Thank you for coming. Have a good night. All the best to everyone. Thank you for coming, Mayor Mordechai, Mr. and Mrs. Gladden, and Blazer. Have a good night. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you for the share.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
And thank you for the way you put it on, so we know how to get on easily now.
Okay.
That's easy. Now we know how to find it.
Okay. Okay, nice That's to hear you. One. Okay, okay. All the best. Have a good night.
When are you guys getting home?
We don't know yet.
Okay, push the line up.